What happens when our theology is driven by freshness instead of faithfulness? I've written an article for the latest issues, etc. journal titled New Thing Theology. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues, etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The Wittenberg Trail feature details how Bob Leeko journeyed from the Word Faith movement to faith in Christ alone. The free online Issues, etc. journal.
The modern left has grown tired of debate. Their new strategy is simply to try to silence their critics.
When the local evangelical pastor gets up and ends his prayer with a reference to Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, that moment in the parade of pluralism is offensive.
Sin essentially is high treason against the king, against the sovereign.
Your sins are forgiven. Though you're a rotten, damned sinner of the law, Jesus came for such sinners. Jesus loves sinners. Jesus comes only for sinners. Jesus dwells in sinners. Jesus is for you. You're forgiven.
I'm Daniel Berquist. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm a Macintosh software engineer. And I love Issues, Etc.
It does not appear that anyone is particularly happy about this. From the Archdiocese of Boston to, let's see, some officials at Harvard University, no one's really interested in seeing this thing go through, but it is going to go through. A so-called satanic black mass held at an on-campus bar. It's being billed as part of a, quote, larger effort to explore the religious facets that influence contemporary culture, says the Harvard Extension Culture Studies Club. And they're doing this in conjunction with the New York-based Satanic Temple. What is a satanic black mass? Is this going to be one? Is Satanism even a religion? Is it kind of the mirror image, the opposite of Christianity, so that the Satanists do in their masses what Christians do in their masses, the Satanists undo in their masses? A kind of a cartoon picture of the devil is emerging here. Well, welcome back to Issues, Etc. live this Monday afternoon. It's the 12th of May. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Gretchen Passantino of Answers in Action will be with us for the first half hour or so. We're going to get her thoughts on the Satanic Black Mass at Harvard University scheduled for tonight. And then Pastor Tom Baker will join us. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson, Peter and Cornelius, Acts chapter 10. We'll be looking at the turning point for both Peter when it comes to the Gentiles and the entire church. Join us with a question or a comment, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Gretchen Passantino Coburn is a regular guest. She's director of Answers in Action based in Costa Mesa, California, and she is co-authored of the booklet titled Satanism. Gretchen, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. It's always good to talk to you and your listeners.
Gretchen, is Satanism a religion, much less kind of a mirror image, the black image of Christianity?
Well, it's interesting. There are a lot of ambiguities and a lot of at least conundrums or paradoxes, if not outright contradictions, when we talk about Satanism. In some ways, Satanism is a religion like Buddhism is a religion. It's a worldview. It's a system by which you order your life and understand the meaning and purpose of existence. It has a supreme deity, although like in Buddhism, it's more of a natural force or inclination. In Satanism, it is usually the self. The Satanist worships himself, self-indulgence, self-gratification, self-advancement, self-focus is kind of the core, the center of Satanism. So it's a religion, but most Satanists are atheists or at least hard agnostics. If you say, well, as a Satanist, who do you worship? The honest Satanist, the open Satanist will say to you, well, myself, of course. You know, years ago, and my late husband Bob Passantino and I were researching this area, the occult, Satanism, contemporary and historical, back in the 80s and the 90s, we had the opportunity to spend quite a bit of time talking with Anton Sandor LaVey, the founder of the Contemporary Church of Satan. And one of the most important principles he got across to us over and over and over again is that Satanism is the religion of freedom. You don't owe anything to anyone else but yourself, not to a god, not to the god, not to fellow humanity or nature or nature's god or anything like that. You know, owe nothing to anyone but to yourself. And that kind of personifies most of Satanism. Now, here's the flip side. It's kind of a parasite. It's kind of a derivative. You could even call it a cult in the sense that it wouldn't exist if it weren't for Christianity. Because contemporary Satanism, specifically and explicitly, is a rejection of what Anton Sandor LaVey and other leading Satanists think Christianity is. They see Christianity as the religion of losers. They see obedience to the one true God as slavery. They see a sacrifice to atone for sins as ridiculous self-sacrifice that shows weakness. They want to be everything opposite to that. So, for example, Anton Sandor LaVey said to us one time, if you want to know the creed of the Satanist, look at the Apostles' Creed and believe or state everything opposite to that or contrary to that. So Satanism, as we know it today, wouldn't exist if it weren't for Christianity. It's not just an alternative belief system. It's not a marginalized religion that needs to be sympathized with, as one Harvard official put it. It's not celebrating religious liberty. It is explicitly and definitely a rejection of Christianity and a worship or an empowering of the self to the exclusion of all else.
What is a satanic black mass?
Well, given that Satanism is a mockery or a rejection, an opposite of Christianity, the black mass is like a mass in the Roman Catholic Church or liturgy in Lutheran or, you know, Eastern Orthodox or other kinds of liturgical churches, but with exact opposite meanings or experiences. So, for example, instead of opening with an introit, a praise to the only true God, it opens with a praise to the self, to the individual, to self-indulgence and self-aggrandizement, self-worship, and a rejection of the worship of anybody else, God, gods, other people, the world, anything else. You could go through each of the stages of the traditional Christian liturgy that goes back to the synagogue worship of the first century Jews, and before that to the temple and tabernacle worship, and take whatever is there that reminds us of the only true God and our reconciliation to him through his son Jesus Christ, and turn it on its head.
So it is it's specifically designed to mock Christianity as a ritual or something.
Yes, in fact, Anton Sandor LaVey got a lot of his ideas of religiousizing, that was one of his terms, religiousizing Satanism from his study of what are called the anti-morality clubs or the mockeries of Christianity that were popular in the 1700s and 1800s, especially in the late 1700s in France. These anti-morality clubs, Rabelais was one of the celebrants of that. A little bit later on, who's that famous atheist in the, his name just escapes me, flew out of my brain, French in the 1800s. They all rejected Christianity and they went through rituals and ceremonies, including using Latin, as a way to mock or make fun of Christianity. They were very sexually indulgent. They often favored sadomasochism and sometimes even the murder of innocent victims as a way to celebrate that we are no longer bound by duty to some God who's going to judge us, but we can do whatever we want. That appeal to religious practice was very attractive to Anton LaVey and other people in the late 50s and early 60s into the hippie period in America, but they didn't want to have God with it. So you take his atheistic philosophy that he borrowed mostly from Nietzsche and Karl Marx, and you couple that with the anti-morality mockery of religion from the French revolutionists and the people of that time period, and you come up with what today is contemporary Satanism.
So what are your concerns about essentially a culture club at Harvard University, kind of cooperating with a New York Satanist church and holding at least what appears to be in part a satanic black mass? They're saying that they will not be desecrating a host at this, a communion host at this mass. But other than that, it sounds like they're going to go with the program. What are your concerns about it, Gretchen?
Well, I think it is an indicator of two important themes today that I think are very destructive to true human fulfillment and redemption in the Lord Jesus Christ. The first is the celebration of the self as superior to anything else. So the idea of greater love has no one than that he lay down his life for his friends, the idea of parents making sacrifice for their children, the idea of young people not hurting the feelings of other people, or adults getting in physical fights because they have respect for other people, that's all down the drain. The self is all that matters. Anton LaVey took a phrase from the French Revolution period, do what you will, but hurt none. This was found in one of Rabelais' novels. And he brought that into Satanism. But when he said, do what you will, but hurt none, he didn't mean, for example, I can eat my ice cream cone and enjoy it, but I shouldn't steal it from you, Todd. Instead, it would be, do what you will, I want your ice cream, if it harms none, if I can get away with it, in other words. Well, that kind of ethic, that kind of value is so destructive of humanity, so anti the image that God has created us in and what he redeems us back to. That's a huge concern to me. And the second is the idea that Christianity can be mocked, can be rejected, can be misrepresented and turned on its head with absolutely no consequences is more and more popular today. You don't see the Church of Satan doing a mockery of mosque worship. You don't see Satanism doing a mockery of a Buddhist meditation or a memorial celebration. Now, Buddhists aren't going to get violent. Some radical Muslims may. But those religions don't pose the same threat to the cult of self, which is Satanism. Those religions don't have the Savior, the redemption, the reconciliation that we have in Jesus Christ. So it's no wonder that it's okay today in a sinful humanity, in a sinful world that has rejected the gospel. It's okay to mock Christianity. It's okay to do something that is specifically a parasite on Christianity because the Christians put up with it, because Christianity doesn't matter, because Christianity is foolish. Well, Christianity is none of those things. There is a judgment day coming. And those who really look into the facts, the evidence, the life, the demonstration of God's presence and his redemption in Jesus Christ, that is the true way. It's not Satanism or any other religion.
So finally, Gretchen, and we got a few minutes here, how do you respond to the culture club here at Harvard University that is saying the point of this event, their words, as quoted in the Harvard Crimson, the point of this event is to challenge the stigmatization of marginalized groups? They're trying to raise awareness about the stigmatization of religious minorities. What's your response?
Well, you know, what's really funny is that Satanism is a religious minority if you count those people who officially declare themselves as members. But it's not a marginalized group if you think of those who think what I want counts more than anything else and I'll do whatever I can get away with to get that. And that is the basic philosophy of Satanism. So it's not marginalized in that sense. And also, I'll tell you something that we heard directly from Anton LaVey himself, and that is he considers himself among the elite, maybe we'd call them the one percenters, but not by finance, but by intellectualism and philosophical superiority. They want to be a minority because they believe that the vast majority of humanity, including all those stupid weak Christians, are not smart enough to realize that the game is all about self-advancement. So they like to be a small group. They like to be marginalized and stigmatized because it reflects their view of themselves as superior to all other humans. When we first met Anton Sandor LaVey, he had turned down interview requests from many, many, many Christians over many years. And, of course, he always mocked Christianity and made fun of Christians. He actually contacted my late husband, Bob, and me on his own initiative because we had done quite a bit of research on false stories about Satanism and satanic ritual abuse and, you know, some of the outlandish excesses that your previous guest, Reverend Bennett, talked about on false things of Satanism. He was curious, how could somebody be so smart and so discerning and so factually based and yet stupid, weak, mindless Christians? He wanted to meet Bob and me and one of our co-researchers, John Trott from Cornerstone Magazine, because he wanted to see how you could put a big brain on a stupid spirit. Now, at the end of our association, you know, shortly before his death, he had decided that we were exceptions to the rule, and he was very, very candid with us. And so to get back to your question, how would I respond to the people who are involved in this? I would challenge them on their presuppositions. How do they know that there is no God to whom they may be forced to give an accounting at some point? Where do they get their idea that self-fulfillment, self-indulgence, self-aggrandizement is the highest good? Where does their idea of good and evil come from? Why do they seem to be such a parasite on Christianity? If they're so superior, why is everything that they do derivative from or reflecting against Christianity? What really is the superior religion? So that's what I would do. I would point to their false presuppositions and to their inconsistencies and hypocrisy, and I would always put Jesus at the center of it because he is the one who can save anyone, whether it's a tired Lutheran or a rebellious Satanist. It is Jesus who gives salvation.
Gretchen Pasentino-Coburn is director of Answers in Action based in Costa Mesa, California, and co-author of the booklet titled Satanism. You can find out more about Answers in Action at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Gretchen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's always a blessing.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Tom Baker, as we do every week, teaching a Sunday school lesson. We're going to be in Acts chapter 10, a turning point for Peter when it comes to Gentiles, a turning point for the Gentiles, a turning point for the whole church. We'll be right back.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans. People who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Christ at the Center, the Justification of the Ungodly, a Contemporary View of Faith and Reason, the Holy Spirit in Christ. These are just some of the almost 30 essays included in Propter Christum, Christ at the Center. It's a new book of essays in honor of Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Daniel Preuss. Find out more and purchase Propter Christum at shop.logia.org. Propter Christum, Christ at the Center, shop.logia.org.